Mark Milani Fervut has called in. She is a political analyst, a contributor regularly on shows on Cape Talk, but also writes for News 24, amongst other things. And Milani, you are a survivor of COVID-19. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Africa?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you, dear?
Good, better, thank you. Yeah, no, better. So I thought to call in this morning because I just drove through Frederhoek because I took my cat to the vet, and even now where I pulled off. And, you know, I counted as I drove, it's a short distance, I counted 20 people not wearing masks outside. And even now where I'm sitting, there's just three people have just walked past me without masks. And if I, you know, I actually pointed it out to a few people, like showed them as I was driving, put on your mask, and people give you the finger up or swear at you. And, you know, the thing about it is having had the, my whole family came down with the disease early on in the middle of March. And my son and I went through it at the time quite easily. You know, it felt like a bad flu and a bad cough and extreme exhaustion. My daughter, however, 29, really healthy kid, you know, obviously private medical care, got very, very sick from it. You know, there was no reason why she necessarily would have got more sick than anybody else, but she got extremely, extremely ill and eventually had to go for a day into hospital. And I, you know, I think people are either not scared of the virus anymore or else they think as they are angry with the government about some of the regulations that they're also going to defy them with the masks, you know, that the masks are more there. They carry the mask with them in case the cops stop them or they see the cops. And people must really not start doing that because, you know, this virus is not a joke. We are now, I think, almost 9 weeks down the line. And we still, even though we got very light, my son and I got fairly light symptoms at the time, we're still having some problems. Like when we exercise, we start coughing, we get very tired at times. I still have extreme body aches from time to time. My daughter still has issues with fevers coming and going. They now realize that this thing can hang around a lot longer. So I, you know, I'm really starting to despair because the thing is, people, you can see the infection rate is climbing, you can see the death rate is climbing, and people seem to, the only thing we know that actually helps to control it a little bit and protect people themselves as well as a little bit is actually if you wear a mask. And to now start defying that or thinking you're cool or, you know, I'm bulletproof, it's just ridiculous. People are going to get very, very sick and they need to not be selfish and wear the masks. Because even if you survive it, you don't know about people next to you that might not.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, just to remind listeners of the numbers, 257 people have died in this province alone, the majority of that number in the city of Cape Town, and the provincial government starting to release stats that show which neighborhoods have been have the highest, what numbers, I suppose, of COVID-19 cases are present in each of those neighborhoods. And when you see that map, it is absolutely scary, Milani. And it's
everywhere.
And I wonder what is it that needs to be done? Because my despair is we continue to demand that government must ease the lockdown to level 3.
Exactly.
Business for South Africa, in fact, asking for it to be accelerated to level 2. Mm-hmm. And yet World Health Organization guidelines indicate that you only start easing the lockdown once you're seeing those rates of infection going down. We're still going to see them shooting up in this country.
Well, we now know that in the Western Cape, it's something between 3 and 5 days every day, the infection rate doubles, right? And so in fact, I mean, it is running wild in the Western Cape, not so much in other provinces, but we might just be ahead of the curve. And the thing is, even if we work then conservatively on a 2% death rate, you know, the numbers are going to spiral. And for me, I'm with you. I mean, and this is the problem. You know, people keep on telling me very angrily, that the government must not treat them like teenagers. You know, government must treat us like adults. Well, then wear the damn masks. You know, like, that's what I want to say, because it's the same people that are complaining about that are actually walking around now, you know, giving you the finger up when you're showing the mask to them. So, I think part of the problem is that because we've been able to contain the virus a little bit, you know, with the hard lockdown, people now think there isn't really a crisis and that everything will be fine. And the thing is, we know this thing is so, so infectious. I mean, we're still not clear where we got it. You know, we know we had a group of overseas people here, but none of them had symptoms at the time. Now, afterwards, a lot of them were sick. But, you know, so it's so easy to pick up this virus. And it's not a big deal to wear a mask, you know. And it's really not a cool act of defiance to walk with this thing around your neck. You know, it's really just not cool. So I'm, you know, I really, this is why I don't often call out of my own accord, but I really feel a level of despair this morning, because, you know, it's going to mean so many people will get sick. And even if the sort of middle classes or the more affluent in our society get through this, and you don't know, like I said with my child, it got she got extremely ill. And, you know, it's, you know, Africa, I can't tell you how terrible it is to see when your child starts panicking, because you can see it in her eyes that she can't get enough oxygen in, you know. And you know, people need to understand, when you take your child to the hospital or you take your family member to the hospital, you leave them outside. You can't even go with them in. People in spacesuits take them away from you. And you don't know if you will ever see them again. If they, you know, if they go into ICU, their chances of getting out is very small. And they will die alone. You will not be there even to hold their hands. So I think people really, really, I mean, it was in the beginning, I think it was important that panic didn't spread widely. But I think we now have gone too far where people just, you know, think it's just cool. You know, this thing is just somebody said recently in a program that I was on radio, an analyst, that, you know, the government has made a mountain out of a molehill. Until you've actually experienced it in your own family, and you have to show me somebody who's actually experienced this, who will be that laissez-faire about it. You know, until you've experienced it, don't do that. You know, don't say that, because once you've actually experienced it, your mind will change completely about this.
It's an important call, Melanie. Thank you very much for calling in. Melanie Verwoerd, political analyst, columnist for News 24, contributor to the shows on Cape Talk, and most importantly, a survivor of COVID-19.